This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
We've got a great show, some really important and interesting guests. And, you know, again, I want to thank the folk who again messaged me from both sides of politics to thank Joy and SatMag for the candidate interviews we did prior to the federal election. I really enjoyed doing them, as did TASS. It was an honour to do them. Joy 94.9 official vaccine ambassadors, the pro-vaccination Saturday magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
We are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this gorgeous weekend. We're streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on the Joy app. You can also get us on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show. We proudly bring you this June 4th edition, 2022, of SatMag. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning is Janet Jukes. Janet is the chair of Thorn Harbour Health and a community warrior. TASS is having a break. He's back at the end of June. Paul's on panel. Gordon, our podcaster, is at home. James is on program support on the front desk. And Dave Allen is producing the show this week. And I hope you get well soon, Dave. Let's get on with it. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Macca. How are you?
I'm really good. It's just so nice to be here in the Pride Centre, which today, or, you know, during Pride Month, there's a great exhibition downstairs about activism and political activism. And at 1:30 today is the memorial for Nan McGregor, a real icon of our community, you know, an ally, a fellow traveller, a fantastic woman who worked for decades for our community. And Daniel Whithouse is emceeing the event. There's a few people speaking. I'll have a few words. A name from the past.
Incredibly important person to so many people. I remember when I came out and moved to Melbourne, and a lot of people in those days would have lots of trouble with their families.
Yes.
And Nan really, you know, was a mother to everybody.
Yes.
And I think, you know, just by her wonderfulness and her commitment to PFLAG, but also her genuine care for all of us, you know, I reckon she saved a lot of lives.
Well, she did, and, you know, it wasn't just PFLAG. She was a director of the Orso Foundation. She was involved in dance parties.
Yep.
Which, you know, was always a bit interesting when you'd rock up to a dance party, you know.
And mum was there.
And mum was there on the gate. I remember when she won the Care and Support Award at the Rainbow Awards, there was a standing ovation.
She was incredibly supportive when we set up the lobby.
Yes.
And PFLAG were, you know, they really, really helped us, particularly with the Kennett government.
Yes.
In being able to talk to, you know, that LGBTIQ rights, as we would call it now,
yeah.
Were everybody's business. And she was incredibly, she was really, really committed and supportive of everything that we did. It was fantastic.
And it was a bit hard, you know, politicians at the time, I think, underestimated her. It was a bit hard to ignore the mum from Mount Waverley. She was always, you know, very focused, fearless, and visible, things like Rainbow Sash.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All those years ago where a group of us would turn up, usually to St. Pat's, and we'd be out the front wearing a rainbow sash, and, you know, we'd, I suppose, cause a little bit of a commotion. She wanted us to be treated with dignity and respect. And in many ways, the equality that we enjoy today, many, many people are responsible for that. Nan is one of them.
Absolutely.
She fought an incredibly hard battle, tirelessly for decades. So looking forward to that. Today we've got a big show. We've got Sally Capp, the Lord Mayor. She's going to have a bit of a chat with her. We might ask her about bike loans. What do you reckon?
Oh,
do you reckon she might be ready for that?
Absolutely. I reckon she'll be prepared.
Yeah. Hugh de Cresta. Hugh is currently, but he's going to another role. He's currently the Executive Director of the Human Rights Law Centre. I think he's been there 8 or 9 years. And he's going to take up the role of Chief Executive Officer of the Yuruk Justice Foundation. That'll be a really interesting chat. Simon Ruth from Thorn Harbour Health.
Who is that fellow? I've never met him.
I think he's the CEO, isn't he?
Oh, well, oh, that's right.
Janet is the chair of Thorn Harbour Health, and you're listening, Simon. She's ready, don't you worry. We want to talk about the cost of LGBTQIA plus mental health. And
yeah, fantastic report by Deloitte Dense, because it's, you know, it's health economics. But, huge cost that we as individuals and as a community bear because of mental ill health that's been costed out by those number boffins at Deloitte.
The actuaries.
Yes. Yeah. It's, you know, it's a bit, you know, cold, hard numbers, but really, really important to understand, you know, how much it costs us by inaction in discrimination and marginalisation.
And, you know, how we actually get a bigger share of the cake in this area. Look, there's a lot of work being done. The new government is going to be looking at this pretty closely as well, state government does. But, you know, there are other governments around Australia that need to lift their game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm a bit looking forward to that conversation.
Then the Emerging Writers Festival is on. Ruby Rose Pivot-Marsh is going to speak to us. Our final guest is Josh Burns. Josh is the federal member for McNamara for the Labor Party. He fought a really close battle. Josh was the Member of Parliament that gave Labor a majority. He was number 76. So that's, you know, a bit of a badge for him to wear. And he fought a really hard, diligent and fair battle in McNamara, as did Steph Hodgins-May, his Green opponent. There was a Liberal candidate, but her name escapes me, fortunately. Colleen Harkin. Refused to speak to Joy. Wouldn't speak to us.
Well, that was a mistake. There wasn't that many votes in it in the end, so
there wasn't.
Perhaps there's a lesson there.
Perhaps there is. So, how's your week been, Janet?
It's been a very full-on week, Macca. I've accepted a new job this week, and I'm about to go on a bit of leave. So saying goodbye to people and all of that.
So where are you leaving?
So I'm leaving my current organisation, which is Relationship Matters, which is a counselling mediation and a Joy sponsor, I might add, counselling mediation organisation. And I'm going to be the CEO of Refuge Victoria, which is a group of women's refugees and crisis family violence responses.
So very timely.
Really, really exciting. I've been at Relationship Matters for 8 years, so I think it's great to.
Do you get a payout of your long service, Lou?
No comment.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we've, you know, another fabulous thing this state government's done is introduce portable long service leave for community service workers.
I know.
So I can roll some of that.
That's fantastic.
Some of that forward, which is fantastic. So, and that means eventually I will get a decent holiday. I've never had long service leave. What is that?
I got it when I left Mercedes and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I can say it now. They actually miscalculated. I ended up with 5 weeks more than I should have. Sorry about that, guys.
But if it's been less than 7 years, you can always get that back, folks. So anyway.
Yes.
So it's incredibly exciting. And, you know, the announcement of my resignation was at the beginning of the week. And yesterday was the announcement of the new role. So, you know, the best thing about changing jobs is you get all these lovely messages saying how much people, it's so nice. And, you know, anyone who was, you might have had disagreements, or you might have been trying to, you know, you might have been working at cross purposes, are, you know, they're all saying nice things as well. So it's just absolutely good. It's absolutely wonderful.
Those people, Janet, they can't help it. They were wrong.
Well, so, fortunately, there's not many. So that's all.
So in terms of, you know, this change of role, what do you see as the biggest challenge in the new role? What's going to be what do you want to hang your hat on, you know, in a few years' time when you look back? What do you want to have achieved?
Well, I think there's massive investment going into family violence and a lot of system reform. I think the big challenge for any crisis accommodation or crisis housing system like the refuge system is moving people through into the rest of their lives. And so, you know, housing is a really big issue, and getting the community attention to be able to create affordable housing and that support so that people can, you know, with any crisis system, you don't want people to get sucked into a service system. You want them to bounce out of it and get on with their lives, and hopefully we'll never see them again. But the other thing about family violence particularly is that, you know, the damage that it does, particularly to children in that organisation, you know, and I haven't even started yet, but looking at it at the annual report, two-thirds of the clients are children.
Wow.
And in any one year. So obviously trying to make sure that the harm of witnessing and experiencing family violence and becoming homeless with their mother isn't something that that affects the whole of their lives. So I think a bit of a focus on children, and this organisation's already onto that. They've got women's workers and those sorts of things, but definitely looking at how we can make sure that, you know, this that family violence isn't perpetrated across the generations, and children aren't disadvantaged because of it. So it's very exciting.
Big gig.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
One of our listeners has told us, yes, Labor has 77 seats. Yes, Josh was number 76. Fiona Nash, I think, in Gilmore was number 77. Liberals 57, Greens 4, Independents 11, and of course there's the Nationals. Regular listener Mel Smith, good morning, SatMag. Any thoughts on why Beck Judd feels scared in Brighton and antagonistic towards the Premier? I don't know. Beck, sorry. Don't know.
No idea.
I think there's something else. Anyway, I'm not going to comment on that.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.